In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh yes, the pro-death people are very upset that a young man was born when his mother chose life. And oh, this football player, his name is Tim, I don't know his last name, but I've been watching. Underneath his eyes, you know, rather than just black in the football game that they put underneath their eyes, you know, was Hebrews 12, verse 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we also are surrounded about with so great a cloud of witnesses, that around us right now are all those people who have gone before us marked with the sign of faith. These are God's people that are with him right now, who ever behold the face of the Lamb of God. They are before the Lamb of God crying out, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. They're crying out to him who sits upon the throne, and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and thanksgiving forever and ever. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Therefore, let us lay aside every weight and sin which doth so easily beset us. That's right. Let us lay aside all sin by the grace of God, because sin is a killer. Sin will get us to hell. Let us not be sinning in closets. Let us tell God and somebody else. We have confession what our sins are. Let us repent, because it says that these sins easily beset us. Let me tell you, there's a sin for every single person. There's a sin for every single person. You know, you never had a dad. You're looking for your dad, okay? You're looking for your dad, so therefore you're always looking for a man. And you know, the other extreme is you never had a dad, so you're looking for the young man to be something that your dad was. That sin that easily besets us. There is a sin for every single person. You've always wondered why you had to be poor. So you know what? You become a klepto. There's a sin that then another person, because they're afraid they used to get beaten when they told the truth, or when they lied, they keep on lying. There's a sin that easily besets us, all of us. There's the addictive sin, you know? Not only drugs and alcohol, but I say to me, food. There's an addictive sin. Is always there, trying to fill the hole. And let us run, hallelujah, not walk, but run. Let us run with patience. Oh, that's something that I need from God, the race that is set before us. The race, you see, what is the finish line? Keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, that's the finish line. What is the means? Keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, that our eyes be on Jesus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look straight in his glorious face, and the cares of the day, they will all disappear in the warmth of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Keep your eyes fixed upon Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus Christ, true God and true man. There's nobody like Jesus. We were talking to a young man last week, and he had an experience with God. This woman prayed over him. He was out in the spirit for 6 hours, and he saw Jesus. He saw his face, and I said, tell me what he looks like. He says, I couldn't tell you the love that he has in his eyes for us, that you would I can't comprehend it. The love that he has in his eyes for us, for you. And I've been saying, Jesus, I want to see your face. I want to see your face. I want to know that love that you have for me. I want to see your face. If not your face, Jesus, at least your feet. If you don't want me to see your face, I'd be very happy with your feet, that I would behold your feet and I would embrace you, that I would come before you on my face in front of your feet. So if you do not have your face for me, I want to see your feet. The feet that went to proclaim the gospel, the feet that trudged up the hill of Calvary out of love for you and me. I want to see your feet. Jesus, let me behold you. Let me behold you. Keeping our eyes fixed upon Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him. You are the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross. He died for you. He suffered for you. You and I are the joy that was set before Jesus. We are the joy. Despising the shame, the scripture says, anyone who dies upon a cross is accursed. He became a curse so that you and I might become the righteousness of God. He despised the shame and is now seated down at the Father's right hand at the throne of God. Hallelujah. And what do you think he's doing? He's praying for you today. He's praying for you that you and I would be behind him. Lord, what are you doing today? I want to be doing what you're doing today. Lord, where are you going today? I want to go where you are going today. Lord, it's all about you. It's all about you. What are you doing? What are you saying? I want to speak what you're saying, not what I'm saying. I want to do your will. I want to do your will. You see, the church in the West has been ever so slow in the power of the Holy Spirit. We're afraid of the Holy Spirit. You know, the institutional church is afraid of the Holy Spirit. All institutional churches are afraid of the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit blows where he wills, because the Holy Spirit cannot be contained, because the Holy Spirit is God Almighty, the author of life, the author of life. The Holy Spirit, the institutional churches are afraid of the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit, you know, let's look at Pentecost. There was fire and there was wind. There was great proclamation. They thought they were drunk. You see, the institutional churches want to be very, very sedate. We want people to think we're the best since ice cream. And yet, when the Spirit of God is not moving in our midst, you know what we have? We have institutional religion. Even though the sacraments are real, even though Jesus is on the altar, nothing much happens because the Holy Spirit is not allowed to be God in our midst. Yeah, I know priests, they're so afraid of the Holy Spirit. I give this invitation to priests that you are finding your ministry boring and nothing is happening and you're delving into things you shouldn't be delving into. Any of those things. I want you to call me. I'll set up times with these priests and to share the anointing of God. Share the anointing of God with priests. Oh yeah, I don't care where you come from. But we've had priests come from all around the world to us. And I'm going to tell you, I get letters from them that tell me, I was seeking money, but I found Jesus and my life was changed. My ministry was changed. You see, I'm not telling you I'm the best because you know what? I limp when I walk. But I am telling you I have no one but Jesus. I am telling you that my eyes have to be fixed on Jesus because I'm bankrupt. I am telling you that I have no one but Jesus. We've had priests from all over the world. I don't know how they find our little parish, but they do. And they have been empowered to do things that they never thought they could do. But you see, in the Diocese of Boston, I am just, you know, I'm one of the kooks, but that's okay. Not to Jesus. Not to Jesus. Not to Jesus. Not to Jesus. Because I speak my mind and my heart. You see, I'm a Catholic and I love the church. But the church that is not empowered by the Holy Spirit is very, very impotent. And that's the way it is, you know. You want an impotent church, you want an impotent ministry, have a nice day. I don't want that. I received a letter today from a young woman, Claire. Many years ago, she came to my Bible study. Many years ago, when I was in Quincy. I remember Claire. And you know what? On my postcard that I sent her, because she sent me a gift for radio, I wrote, "Expect a miracle." Little did I know that she had something wrong with her breast. And she took that card when the fear came and tried to inundate her and say, "Yes, I expect Jesus to do a miracle." She went before the Blessed Sacrament, and as she's praying, the power of God hit her left breast. There was no cancer. Just with a little postcard, "Expect a miracle." That happened to Claire. One lady wrote to me just yesterday and said, "Father Tom, you energize me. And I need to be energized every single day. I need to be energized every single day. I hear the word of God and I'm ready to move now." You know, these things mean so much to me. So much to me, because you know what? Who am I? Who am I? I'll tell you who I am. I am His and He is mine. That's who I am. Remember when Moses went up on the mountain and the Lord said, "I want you to go to Pharaoh and let my people go. Tell him, let my people go." And Moses says, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh?" And the Lord said, "I will be with you." You see, we are tied up with Him. Who am I? I am His and He is mine. That's who I am. I'm nobody special. There's nothing special about me. But you know what? I am His and He is mine. That's who I am. And I know my flaws, I know my brokenness, but I know Jesus. I know Jesus. And I know Jesus brings people to Himself. Last night, one of the people from my parish in Holy St. Adelinis, St. Adelaide's in West Peabody, brought me a beautiful woman who has cancer. And I had the privilege to pray over her last night. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? But you know what? Isn't that wonderful? They remember that Father Tom prayed. Father Tom prayed. I was told just last night that a little boy that I prayed who had leukemia, that it came back the second time. And I had her son, Tommy, lay hands upon this little boy. He was completely healed. I just found this out today, yesterday. Who am I? He's 26 years old. Who am I? I'm just the one carrying the bucket, telling you that the river of God flows, telling you that keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, telling you that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Who am I? Who am I? You know? Who am I? I tell you who I am. I am His and He is mine. That's all I have to offer. I don't have very much to offer. Youth, I'm not young anymore. You know, prestige, I have no prestige other than with God. Who am I? Thank you, Lord. I am wrapped up with Jesus Christ. That's who I am. Oh, Jesus, I never want to leave you. Oh, Jesus, where will I ever go? Oh, Jesus, I love you. Oh, Jesus, I want to love you more. Who am I? Who am I? I am His and He is mine. That's all I am. Hallelujah. That's enough. I belong to Him. I was ransomed by His blood. Glory to God. And that if God chooses the weak of the world to confound the wise, hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Now consider Jesus that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Consider Jesus, who endured the contradiction of sinners. He bore our wounds and carried our infirmities. Consider Jesus. Look at the cross, lest you be wearied and faint. These people that the Hebrews writing to, these are discouraged people. These are discouraged people. And the author says, consider Jesus. Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus, who endured the contradiction of sinners. He took every sinner to himself, lest you be wearied and faint. Yet you have not resisted until shedding your blood. Not yet. So please, if you're discouraged, consider Jesus. Look to Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Do what Jesus is doing. I want to live that way. What are you doing today, Lord? I want to be with you. What are you doing today, Lord? I want to be yours. Where are you working today? That's where I want to be. Help me to see the opportunities. Consider Jesus. Look at Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. You are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. They're constantly praying for us in heaven. This is my idea of the communion of saints, okay? They are ever before the throne of God, singing praises unto the Lord, worshiping God, adoring Jesus, praising God. They get so filled up that we get the overflow if we want it when we ask the intercession. We get the overflow because, oh, they are there saying, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Hallelujah! To him who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb be glory and honor and praise forever and ever. Oh, and the Lord's love just fills them up like beyond anything we've ever had on earth. And they get so filled that they're overflowing. And when we ask them to pray for us, we get that overflow. Hallelujah! Consider Jesus. Have you forgotten the exhortation which speaks unto you as children? My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord. Do not faint when you are rebuked by the Lord. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and he scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God dealt with you as with sons. For what son is he whom his father doesn't discipline? But if you are without discipline by God, wherefore all are partakers, then you are not sons. You are illegitimate children. God will chastise his children. God will discipline his children. Thank you, Lord. But his discipline is not unto death. His discipline is unto life. Remember, the eyes of Jesus have so much love. You see, when we're walking the wrong way, the Lord will discipline us because we need to be disciplined. He doesn't do it out of hatred. He doesn't do it out of vengeance. He doesn't do it out of any other reason but out of love. Disciplined by the Lord. Like, Lord, what are you trying to teach me? What are you trying to teach me through this discipline? You know, he's always trying to teach us faith. He's always trying to teach us, trust in me, trust in me, trust in me, trust in me, trust in me. Put your hands on the plow and walk. I've given you a commission. Walk, walk, walk. Make a difference in the world, one at a time, one at a time. Don't just sit back and just relax and hear these messages and say, well, that's very nice, I enjoyed it. But go after people, go after people, go after people. Let them know that they're loved. Pray with people. Lay hands on people. Consider Jesus. Consider Jesus. And if you are being disciplined today, you ask the Lord, what do I have to change? I need the grace. I need the grace. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh who have corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much more rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? That's right. So lift up your hands that hang down. Get on your feeble knees. Make straight paths for you, lest that which is lame be turned out on the way, but let it rather be healed. Lift up your hands in praise that hang down. Get on your feeble knees. Make straight the paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out, let it rather be healed. You know, what do you do when we're being disciplined? Raise your hands and praise the Lord. Raise your hands and worship Him. Hallelujah!
Thank you, Lord. Merciful God, I adore you, I praise you, I bless you. If you pray in the spirit, oh, raise your hands, get on your feeble knees. Let me tell you, when you're on your knees, you can't run. When you're on your knees, you can't escape. Get on your knees. I tell people who have addiction problems, get on your knees. Oh, I sit down. Get on your knees. You need to be on your knees. When you're on your knees, you can't run. When you're on your knees, you're subject to Jesus. When you're on your knees, you're in the right place. Get on your knees. I've got my friend Alice, my lovely friend Alice, in her 90s. She says, when I pray for Father Tom, I pray on my knees. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Get on your knees. Find your knees. How many times have I told the people in my parish, find your knees before it's too late. Find your knees, because what's coming down the road, you're not going to be able to deal with. Find your knees. Don't wait until calamity comes. Find your knees. Find your knees. Don't wait for the next 9/11. Find your knees so that you be prayed up. Find your knees. You know, and I can't make that happen, but I can say it. I can say it. Like tonight's Tuesday. Tonight is Tuesday. We're going to have Mass at 7:30. That's right. Mass at 7:30 tonight. And then we have adoration. Find your knees. Come and worship the Lord. Find your knees. Come and worship the Lord. Find your knees. Come and worship the Lord. We probably have the smallest parish in the diocese, one of them. But you know what? We have more services going on than anybody else. Find your knees. Now we started something new. Between 8 and 9 in the morning, we have adoration. We pray before the Blessed Sacrament. Find your knees. Find your knees. Find your knees. That's my word to you, and not only to you, but to me. Get on my knees. I've got to get on my knees. And you know what? I don't like it, especially at night. I don't feel like getting on my knees. I really don't. I want to throw myself in bed. But I've got to get there, if only for 10 seconds. And say, Lord, I give you permission. Oh, and sometimes my mind is wandering. He knows it. But at least I'm on my knees. I'm in the right position. Oh, we're all so weak, aren't we? We're all so weak. We're all so weak. But you know what? Find your knees. So important. And consider Jesus if you're discouraged. Consider what he did for you. Like, we will never know the total impact of his suffering on the cross, that he made himself a curse, that you would become the righteousness of God, because the scripture says, cursed is the man who dies upon the cross. Let me tell you, we will never know what Jesus did for us. We will never know. Even in eternity, it will take eternity to experience the beginnings of the great love of Jesus. The beginnings. Consider Jesus. If you're being disciplined, ask the Lord to help you to change by grace. You have not yet begun to shed your blood for him. Witness to him. Go tell people about Jesus. Well, I do thank you for listening to In Season and Out of Season. I want to tell you about the School of the Holy Spirit between February 17th and 23rd at the Espousal Retreat House. You may come for all the whole thing with all the six nights and all the meals. You may come for a couple of nights and meals. You may come as a commuter. You may come as just someone who is being there, listening. This is a School of the Holy Spirit. Really, allowing people to how to minister the gifts of the Spirit, giving people the opportunity to minister the gifts of the Spirit so that greater things will happen when you leave. This is not a conference. This is a how-to ministry, and we'll be having ministry there because that's the only way you're going to do it. You just don't talk about ministry. You have to do it. So this is something, you know, that people want greater, because they want more. They just don't want to sit down and be a person who sits. They want to be a person who continues to minister the Word of God, minister healing, minister deliverance, minister the love of God, minister preaching. Listen. This is what God's doing. That's February 17th to the 23rd, and I will give you the espousal telephone number, 781-209-3120, 781-209-3120, 781-209-3120, 781-209-3120, 781-209-3120. I also want to tell you that we are in need of sleeping beds, sleeping bags, and we are in need of blankets because we have 16 people coming from Poland. 16 people coming from Poland. My heavens. These are the young men and women that are hungry for God. 16 people coming from Poland. My Lord. That's wonderful. Let me also tell you this. Jimmy the Roofer is looking for more work, and his telephone number is 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. And you can see me, 617-519-0341. You can see me on www.inseason.net, www.inseason.net, or www.fathertoms.com. Come on now, I need your help. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season. Oh.